Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we look at what is affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the Zimbabwe exemption permit waiver deadline as holders of these permits in South Africa are raising concerns that they will be unable to meet the Friday, November 29 deadline to apply for a further one-year exemption due to significant backlogs in the Department of Home Affairs. But first, let's look at what is happening here in the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made a largely unexpected pick to run the world's largest military, nominating Fox News television host and Army veteran Peter Hegseth to be a defense secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Pete Hegseth is a decorated Army National Guard veteran who served in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay. But the former weekend host of the TV show Fox and Friends has no previous experience in government or in running a large organization.
I think this is an extremely unusual pick. This is not a starter job. And, you know, you would expect someone coming in this job to have a significant amount of managerial experience.
Hegseth raised his profile by hinting at several changes to the Defense Department, opposing the Pentagon's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, which he has called woke.
There is no black, white, or brown in our ranks. We're all green, and we all bleed red. Our strength is not in our diversity, but in our unity, and in our love for our nation, our families, and most of all, each other.
Hegseth has also suggested removing women from combat positions.
I'm straight up just saying we should not have women in combat roles. It hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated.
Marine Corps researchers compared all-male and gender-integrated combat units from 2014 to 2015. They found the all-male units were faster and stronger, but the gender-integrated groups had better problem-solving skills. Morale remained the same. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had this message to the women now serving in combat positions after completing the same grueling task as men.
Well, I think our women add significant value to the United States military. We need you. We have faith in you. We are appreciative of your service. And you add value to the finest and most lethal fighting force on earth.
Trump has praised his Harvard and Princeton educated pick as tough, smart, and a true believer in America. After Hegseth's nomination, reports surfaced of a sexual assault allegation from 2017. Hegseth paid the accuser at the time, he says, to avoid publicity. He also says the encounter was consensual.
The matter was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared, and that's probably.
A Senate majority must confirm Hegseth's nomination. While Republicans currently hold the majority by 3 seats, analysts say that doesn't guarantee confirmation, with a stance against women in combat that many in Congress see as outdated.
As I look at the senators, you know, you have Senator Joni Ernst there, herself a female combat veteran. I'm sure she'll have some interesting questions for him about his opinions on that. So from my perspective, that's going to be a very challenging issue.
President-elect Trump had rocky relationships with defense secretaries in his first administration. One of them, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, has called Trump unfit for office. Officials say Hegseth's loyalty to Trump is strong. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
November 27th marks the birthday of iconic American guitarist and songwriter Jimi Hendrix. In his hometown of Seattle, the Museum of Pop Culture, inspired by his groundbreaking music, celebrated his enduring legacy with family members, former colleagues, and fans. Natasha Mokzovaya has the story.
Jimi Hendrix spent 2/3 of his short life in Seattle's Central District. As a child, he often played in Lehigh Park near the shores of Lake Washington. Facing poverty and family challenges, he frequently skipped school and eventually dropped out. It was around this time that he learned to play the guitar, an instrument that would bring him worldwide fame.
Jimmy had a lot of diversity in his life, in his family life, as well as in his neighborhood in the Central District, which I think really helped to mold him in being more understanding and loving toward all people and cultures. He called himself West Coast Seattle Boy.
The Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle celebrates his birthday every year, bringing together family members, fellow musicians, and multi-generational fans.
Jimi Hendrix really was the original inspiration of our museum. We have the largest Hendrix collection in the world, over 6,000 objects related to Jimi Hendrix. And really, you know, from the content of the museum to even the shape and colors that you find in the museum, really trying to accentuate Jimi Hendrix's life, legacy, career, and his creativity.
The museum invites visitors to explore their creativity. Some choose to decorate a paper guitar. Others try to play signature Hendrix riffs in the sound lab.
He was one of my inspirations to play the guitar when I was younger. He played the guitar with a lot of passion, especially like I was really interested in his live shows because I think he just like shared a lot of emotion in his performances.
I think we've all, like being in America, have obviously been influenced by Jimi Hendrix. The soul from the guitar and letting the music and the guitar sing for him is awesome, and I think a great basis for like R&B and hip-hop and rap today.
Hendrix was known for his fiery performances, but blues musician Taj Mahal, who shared the stage with him several times, says in real life Jimi Hendrix was quite shy.
He was very, very quiet, very, you know, very gentle. You know, some people might misinterpret it, but no, he was very, very quiet, you know. But once he got the guitar, it's a whole other person. And I don't think we'll have another one like that, ever. He's one. It was like guitar before Jimmy, guitar after Jimmy.
Janie Hendrix was only 9 when her brother died, but she says following the promise they gave to take care of each other, she dedicated her adult life to preserving his legacy, including the recent project, new documentary, Electric Lady Studios, a Jimi Hendrix vision.
His music has been the soundtrack definitely of my life and so many of other people's lives, kids, young people, adults. They have all been touched by Jimmy's music in a different way. And it has been an inspiration, not only in the past, but the present and the future. Because really, even though as much as we all change and evolve, there's not too many new things under the sun. But Jimmy's music has been really the guiding light for a lot of people.
The current 7th Jimi Hendrix exhibition at the Museum of Pop Culture focuses on the peak of his touring career, when he played more than 500 concerts in 15 countries.
We have over 100 pages of handwritten lyrics from Jimi Hendrix, and almost all of them are on hotel or airline stationery, so you really get the sense that he is creating wherever he goes. Celebrating Jimi Hendrix's 82nd birthday is really just a celebration of that creative force in many different ways.
For his fans in Seattle and worldwide, the journey continues as his music lives on. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Seattle.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the imminent ZEP exemption deadline. Under current regulations, ZEP holders must apply for a one-year exemption, which would allow them to remain and work in South Africa until November 2025. Those who do not meet this deadline or fail to secure the necessary visa or waiver could face deportation. However, the ZEP Holders Association says the backlog of visa and waiver applications, many of which have been pending for several months, make it impossible for many to meet the deadline. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the line by Mr. Edward Mchatuta, who is the ZEP coordinator. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mchatuta.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boka, for this opportunity. We also want to take this opportunity to make a correction. We are not from the ZEP Association. We are from the ZEP Coordinating Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mchatuta. We also are joined by legal advisor, Mr. Velempini Ndlovu. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, Liangizwayini.
Yes, I can hear you.
Mr. Mchatuta, we'll start with you. What's your take on this issue? How bad is this situation, Mr. Mchatuta?
Thank you, Mr. The applications have been going well, but with the problem whereby our fellow colleagues from Zimbabwe legal fraternity, those who were challenging home affairs at court, to confuse people whereby they were advising them to boycott application of waivers by not applying. Even during the first stages of the other 2 years extension permit, which is going to expire at the end of next year, 2025, they were also spreading the same information, encouraging people not to apply. Those who need their call are the ones who are now rushing to apply. That's why there's this impasse at Home Affairs, whereby it's difficult now for people to get these. But from our members who had hidden our call to apply the waivers, they applied well. Some had gone even as far as applying their general weekend. But the only challenge which we have is the delays of getting those waiver outcomes and getting the date of submission, what they call the biometric submission of supporting papers, whereby people will go physically to submit their supporting application document.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mchatuta. Baba Ndlovu, liyamuzwa lapha uMnumzana uthi yena udubo olukhulu ngolokuthi abantu abaningi bebetshelwe ukuthi bengahambisi-ke izicelo zabo, okuyikho sekusenza ukuthi babe beningi kakhulu asabantu asebedinga ukuthi bafake izicelo zabo ngalesi sikhathi sekuvalwa, okuyikho okubangela konke lokhu. Kubona njani lokhu, Ndlovu? Yikuyini okubangele ukuthi isimo sime kanje ngalesi sikhathi sekusele insuku ezimbili kuphela?
Okubangele lesi simo lesi ukuthi abantu kuthiwa aplayeni ama-waiver, abantu baqala bangabaza, kwaba nabanye abantu abazibiza ukuthi bangama-leaders la ku-South African Community ababetshela abantu ukuthi no, akumele ni-apply ama-waiver lawa maniwa-aplayile kuzohambahambe kunihluphe. So abantu bahlala isikhathi eside, ngiyakhumbula former minister of home affairs uMtsoaledi wayengcwe ngabantu ukuthi aplayani kungekho muntu o-aplayayo, kudlule iy'nyanga nje ethi maye ebala isibalo sabantu aba-aplayile uthole sebebe bawu-6,000, kanti recruited close to 200,000 abantu abakuze TPO ngathi ba apply. So abantu bayathanda ukwenza izinto sebedatazela bayathanda ukwenza izinto so isikhathi sesiphelile. Yikho lokho okubangela ngoba even ukuqala unyaka abantu abazange ba apply as much as indlela liyadumela ukuthi ba-applied sebethuka manje zokuthiwa i-deadline ngiyi-29 yikho la ngikhona bethuka befuna ukuthi ba-apply bonke manje angeke kuweneliseke ukuthi abantu benze ba-apply bonke the same time system ikwazi ukuba-accommodate.
Yes, siyabonga baba Ndlovu. Vamchatuta Tunza Van Ndlovu ari kutaura about chimwe chezvinhu chakonzera pari kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vava kubata deadline inyaya yekuti system haigona kuti accommodate munhu wese sezvo vauya vakawanda panguva imwe chete. Muri kuona kunge chichi chaitika, pane mukana here wekuti pangaiswa extension yekuti vanhu vagonewo kuisawo zvikumbiro zvavo pasabvepavharwa musi wechishanu?
Ndiyotenda, zvatawa navandu vekubhuya nazvo, uye vanhu vedu kumusha vanofanira kungokurudzirwa kuti pane zvinhu zvese vakwanise kuve proactive. Even pane zvematongerwo enyika chaichaizvo, vanhu vekumusha kwedu dzianoti proactive, they will react at the last minute, zvinopa kuti zvese urongwa hwese huende mudonzo. Asi kune ma-DTP holders mukana uchiripo nekuti chiri kungodiwa kuti vanhu vagone kuita online application. Sezvino kana munhu waita online application isingatiwe mari chainongodiwa idzasi, uye isusu se-DTP coordinating committee tiri kutobatsira vanhu pasina muripo, uye tichishanda neHelen Suzman Foundation tiri kuita nayo takaita nayo maworkshop iri kuda kubatsira futi mamwe mamembers edu anenge asikakwanise kana kuti vaite online application vasina data. Saka tinokurudzira vanhu vedu pamazuva iwaya asara hazvikonzerwe nesystem. System haikwanisi sekusenza kwazviri kuita business. Online application haisi kuafetwa, asi chiri kukanganiswa mazuva ekuti munhu apiwe ekuzvinosubmita application akazvimiririra yavanoti biometric physical submission. Ndiyo chete mazuva ari kunetsa kuti awanikwe musystem.
Tinotenda vamuchatuta. Vava Ndlovu, nxa amalanga lawo akuthi abantu benelisa ukuthi bayekwenza ke ama-biometric engatholakali kungakafiki olwesihlanu mhlaka-29, libona sengathi kuyini okungenzakala ukuba ngengeza na insuku zokuthi abantu benelisa ukuthola labo ithuba lokuhamba kuma-biometric, kumbe kuza kuba sekuphelile lapho ukuthi abangenelisanga ukuthi bafake izicelo zabo abasoze benelisa ukuqhubekela phambili besebenza kanye lokuhlala kwele South Africa?
Kuzomela ukuthi bayengeze isikhathi ngoba ukuthi ama-days awekho akusiyiphutha labantu laba aba-applyayo. Wena uma u-applya uthole ukuthi i-system ayinawo ama-days ku-website ye-VSS, akusiphutha lakho lelo. Wena into omele ukuthi uyenze njengomuntu kumele u-applye, uhlale u-applyile, then ama-days uma esesiba khona kusystem bazobona ukuthi wena wa-apply before i-deadline le abayifakile. But ngoba i-government vele ihleli i-extend into zayo, nginethemba elikhulu ukuthi bazo-extenda nale deadline ekhona okwamanje.
Siyabonga baba Ndlovu. Vamuchatuta, tiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwewo vava kupinda vachishandisa mukana uyu kuti vabirewo vamwe mari vatinoti mascamers, vachiitawo zvakasiyana siyana zvikiribiti zvekuti vanhu vafunge kuti vangawana mapepa nenzira iyi. Mambo zvinzwawo uyezve mungati kudii kune veruzhinji vemuZimbabwe vari kutsvakawo kuti vakwanise kuisa maweva?
Dambudziko iroro rakatotekeshera raane nguva, tine nguva inopfuura 6 months ratanga, rakangotanga pakauya muminista munyowani ndisina vanhu ipapo ndipo vakatanga kuchora mukana mascamas kuti vakada kuita kunge minista minyowani achauya achitoita zvimwe zvinyowani. Vanhu vakawanda vasina maZTP vakatoapply izvo zvina waiver, uye dambudziko racho tinoriona richikonzerwa nemamwe magweta futi, asi aitokurudzira kuti vanhu vasina mawaiver, vasina maZTP vaapplye mawaiver. Uye neVFS, VFS yange ichitotambira mari iyoyo. Kune vanhu mukaenda sekuVFS yekuru Pretoria paBrooklyn, kanto nevanhu vainge vaine diski panzi ravaizobhadhara mari yakawanda wozopiwa mukana wavaikoshesa wokuti iwe usina permit yeZTP wopiwa mukana wokuti uise application yako. Vakawanda vakaisa application yacho, asi hakuna ari kuzowana outcome yekuti awana waiver. Vanhu vacho vese vari kubva varidzidza tinoti mari iri kuenda mahara. Ndiko chatakatombobvunzawo vanhu vedu vekuZimbabwe kuti imini makakosha zvakadii maZimbabwe kuti ndimi mega mbuzi musina kana ZTP apply mawaiver. Mamwe venyika dzese dzakafanana Tanzania vasiri kupiwa mukana iwoyo.
Vamuchatuta, tichadzoka kwamuri. Pane vapindawo vari parunhare. Alo, mapinda muchirongwa. Hello, yebo.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, ni njani ba?
Hai siyaphila baba, kunjani?
Hai siyaphila, ngisi khuluma nobani lapha? Lingasitshela ukuthi ngubani njalo lihleli post lani ilizwe lapha.
Womini zomukhulu Sibanda, ngiseke tatapho manje.
Yebo, lubona njani udabala namhlanje ba?
Hayi ana kunzima zokuthi abantu kuyathabana bayenze njani ngoba uvele ona kwauya kuqale senjani ngoba loko bangeserandi vele ngathuki ukuba njanjeke ludaba ramapassword lamafemisi.
Ye, lingatshela pha amazwi kwabanye abakhangelela ukuthi labo bebephosela izicelo zabo ngalesi sikhathi. Ye, ungana sisazwana ni siyabonga ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo baba Sibanda. Tichidzoka kwamuri vamuchatuta, tinorombo tambo kubatai muromo, munogona kupedzisa zvamanga muchiri kutaura.
Ndangani chingoti handisikuziva kuti chii chiri kukonzera kuti vanhu vokumusha kwedu pakangowana zvinhu zvinongoda kuitwa zvinenge zvinoitwa neback door vanomhanyira nekuchimbidza. Izvozvo ndikakuudzai vanhu, chioto nedambudziko raakuchailenje zvakare. Pane mumukana ungotiwanikwa wevana vedu, especially ivo vana vemaZTP holder. Tine vana vatiri kubatsira kuendesa kunze kwenyika kumhiri kumakuhwa zvafanana napoland neathailand. Izvozvo kuthailand muzimbabweni zvatooma kuti muzimbabweni hakwanisi kuenda ikoko, nenhau yechitsotsi chiri kuitwa futi nemazimbabweni. Ndiyo tacho chavari kuita muno musouth africa kuti vanhu vari kuapplya mawaiver. Izvozvi vanhu vakatoapplya mawaiver vasiri maZTP holder, pane mukana wekuti vakatosvikana nazviuru makumi mashanu.
Tinotenda vamuchatuta baba Ndlovu. Siyabona ukuthi kulolunye njalo udaba oselihluphile lapha olwa mascamas okuthiwa sebebhadalisa abantu imali ukuthi bayenze okunye nje okungekho emthethweni ukuthi bathole amaphepha. Lingathini-ke kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ezidinga ukuthi zibe zithola amaphepha ngalesi sikhathi? Kungani abantu sebesethuka ukuthi isikhathi sokuvalwa kokufaka isicelo seseduze kakhulu?
Ya amaskemas azohlala ekhona ngoba babona abantu ukuthi ba desperate kanjani, so opportunity yabo ukuthi bazame ukwenza imali. But abantu kumele ukuthi bafunde ukuthi izinto zenziwa ngendlela. Ma wena ungazi, ucele umuntu omaziyo, ucele umuntu ongakusiza ukuthi aku-applyele. and then lo muntu loyo kumele ubheke nawo imali ukuthi iVFS may charge 1550 for e-waiver. Sibe sidingo sokuthi lo muntu loyo akucharge imali efika kubo 15000. Bakhona abanye abacharge imali ezibingi kakhulu. So lo muntu lo uyabe kwenzelana ukudlula i-home affairs ne-VFS oyikho la u-apply khona. So abantu kumele ukuthi babheke nabo ukuthi bangabi ngama-victims, ama-scammers. So kumele ubheke, ungabona umuntu ehamba imali enkulu kakhulu, kumele uvele ubone ukuthi hayi lo muntu lo uyifuna imali, akafuni ukungisiza.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ndlovu. Vamshatuta nguva yedu ndo yati manyei. Ndi api mashoka mungasira vamwe vazvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zviri kuSouth Africa zviri kunetsekana nenyaya iyi yemaZimbabwe extension permit.
Chikuru chandinokurudzira kuvanhu vedu vane mavhikiti pamazuva iwaya atengere kumirira kuti hanzi zvichazvekusenzere nokuti ifungidzi iwo pamazuva asarayo yatiite online application. Online application chinongodiwa idata chete, haina kana chaji inoitwa kana zvemadhenji zvikanetsa. Isusu nevanhu vatiri kusenza navo vemaloyers Aaron Susan Foundation vanotibatsira kuti minista ataurwe navo nekuti ichange isiri mhosva yenyu vanhu vari kuapplya kuti mashera mazuva yatenzi.
Tinotenda vamuchatuta baba Ndlovu, amazwi elingawachiyela abalaleli ngalesi sikhathi ikakhulu abantu abakhangelane lodubo. Kodwa singakayi kini baba Ndlovu, kulomunye ongenile laphana ecingweni. Alo, alo, yebo lingen. Ye, salibonani, lingenile kuhlelo, libona njani udaba esixoxa ngalo namhlanje?
Alo baba, mina ngiyaphila ilapha eSouth Africa eGeria. Ayi, lapha silohlupho olukhulu ngenxa yokuthi lapha siyahlumezeka kakhulu endaba yamaphemithi. Ayi, amaphemithi nje asesenzela ngakhona into zonke nje bayakhatha ngoba manje iphemithi yangikhona ngapha amalanga angikhona baphungula, bephungula njalo into zonke zifuna imali. Ngapho zifuna imali, imali yangikhona ayikho ngoba indawo ezeyifuna ama-ID, amaphemithi vela basafunde ukuthi nikezi kule into zonke zibeka utshoti kakhulu special ayo mafiyeni.
Ye, hayi, siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu babathuma ukungena kuhlelo.
Siyabonga kakhulu basi.
Ye, baba Ndlovu, siphenduka kuwe lapho, amazwi ongatshela abalaleli kakhulu abase-South Africa abamelele ukuthi labo babefaka izicelo zabo. Size njalo ongenile lapha kuhlelo ekhala ngokuthi yonke into isifuna imali, kungani uthi hayi akwenzakali ukuthi kube lento ehambayo kungela sitsotsi esingenile lapha baba Ndlovu, amazwi akho okugcina.
Ngathi abantu abahlala ethembeni, abantu aba-apply le nto le yamele bayi-apply as soon as they can, and then abantu bangatatazeli, uhulumeni u-aware of ukuthi ama-days awekho. Even nanamhlanje bake bavula i-VFS ama-days 7, 8, 9 January 2025, but kuhlele imizuzu emlishwana nje avela aphela. Ukubonisa khona ukuthi baningi abantu abalinde ukuthi ba-apply-ele ama-days e-VFS, but abantu abahlala ethembeni, abantu aba-apply then kuzoba khona isikhathi sokuthi uminister ayengeze amalanga ngoba vele uhulumeni uhlele eyengeza, ngoba okunye usuke ungasiphutha lo muntu o-applyayo uma kuyukuthi like ama-days awekho.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ndlovu. Sithathe leli thuba ukuthi sibonge umnumzana Edward Amuchatuta ovela kwinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Exemption Permits Coordinating Committee, kanye lomnumzana Velempini Ndlovu oli egqwetha ophathisa ke ngamazi kumbe ngenkuthazo nxa sikhangela ezemithetho. Ngokungena kulolu hlelo lanamhlanje besichasisela ke ngodaba lwamaZimbabwe Exemption Permits. Lapho ke imuli yeZimbabwe ekhuthazwa ukuthi hayi lingalahli themba, gijimani liyebhalisa umhlaka 29 engakafiki. With that, sibonge kakhulu, sesifika emaphethelweni kwehlelo lethu. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.